Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. US President Donald Trump announces complete closure of Venezuela airspace. Taliban says Afghan forces fully prepared to respond to any hostile action against its sovereignty. India steps up assistance for Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu, cyclonic storm Ditwa moving close to coastal parts of Tamil Nadu. Three people killed and 29 others injured as Russian drones and missiles hit Kiev. And in badminton, Kidambi Srikanth and duo of Gayatri Gopichand Pulela and Teresa Jolly storm into finals of Syed Modi International Tournament in Lucknow. U.S. President Donald Trump today declared that airspace over and around Venezuela should be treated as fully closed as Washington intensifies pressure on President Nicolas Maduro. Trump posted the message on social media, while Venezuelan authorities did not issue an immediate response. The U.S. Defense Department also declined to comment. American counter-narcotics operations in the Caribbean have been expanding for months, supported by a growing military presence. Trump told service members this week that land operations targeting suspected Venezuelan traffickers could begin soon. The U.S. aviation regulator recently warned airlines of rising security risks, prompting Venezuela to revoke operating rights for several carriers. The Taliban government today said its forces are fully prepared to respond to any violation of Afghanistan's territory, issuing a stern warning to Pakistan as cross-border tensions escalate. Local media reported that the announcement came during a ceremony showcasing hundreds of newly graduated commando units. Senior Taliban officials, including Deputy Prime Minister Abdul Ghani Baradar, attended the event. Baradar emphasized that Afghanistan would not tolerate any breach of its sovereignty and was ready to take decisive action against aggression. Earlier this week, the Taliban regime had strongly condemned the Pakistani airstrikes in the Afghan provinces of Paktika, Khost and Kunar, describing them as an infringement of the country's sovereignty and a violation of all internationally recognized norms. Sri Lanka's disaster emergency worsened yesterday as the death toll from Cyclone Ditwa rose to 153, with 191 people still missing. The Disaster Management Center said more than 774,000 people across all 25 districts have been affected, while over 100,000 are sheltered in 798 relief centres. India has stepped up assistance for Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu. A total of four Indian helicopters, including two deployed from INS Vikrant, are conducting evacuations, supply drops and medical missions alongside Sri Lankan forces. The cyclonic storm Ditwa over southwest Bay of Bengal is moving close to coastal parts of Tamil Nadu. President Anurakumara Dissanayake has declared a state of emergency to speed up relief and rescue operations. More from our correspondent.
Cyclone Ditwa's impact has left emergency teams racing against time as unstable weather and dangerous terrain continue to challenge rescue efforts in Sri Lanka. Across several districts, rescue teams are working around the clock, navigating washed-out roads, damaged bridges and isolated communities. Meanwhile, the authorities warn that communication outages and blocked access routes are slowing assessments, even as medical teams attempt to reach vulnerable groups. At this crucial juncture, Indian High Commission has been assisting stranded Indian passengers at the Bandaranaike Airport in Colombo, providing them with food, water and other assistance as severe air disruptions continue. For World News, Ahmed Muin Farooqi from Colombo.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Three people were killed and 29 others injured in a wave of Russian drone and missile attacks on Ukraine's capital city, Kiev, overnight. Ukraine's energy ministry said the overnight attack had hit power facilities in Kiev and five other Ukrainian regions. More than 500,000 of the households in the capital are currently without electricity. On the other hand, falling drone debris sparked a fire at the Afipsky oil refinery in Russia's southern Krasnodar region today. A local task force reported that some technical equipment was damaged, but there were no injuries. The Russian Defense Ministry said air defense units had intercepted and destroyed 103 Ukrainian drones over Russian regions overnight, including 11 over the Krasnodar region. President Volodymyr Zelensky announced that a Ukrainian delegation led by Security Council Secretary Rustem Umerov is traveling to the United States to continue negotiations aimed at ending the Russia-Ukraine war. The move comes after a sudden leadership change in Kiev's negotiating team. Zelensky said he expected that the results of previous meetings with the U.S. in Geneva, which took place last weekend, would now be hammered out tomorrow. Those meetings allowed Ukraine to present a counteroffer to proposals laid out by U.S. Secretary of the Army Dan Driscoll to leaders in Kiev almost 2 weeks ago. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense has said 12 Chinese military aircraft crossed the Taiwan Strait median line today and entered the island's southern and southeastern air defense identification zone. The aircraft included J-16 fighters, H-6 bombers and KJ-500 early warning planes. The ministry said its own forces monitored the situation and responded as required. Taiwanese officials said the country is intensifying military and national security reforms as China increases pressure around the island. Taiwan's presidential office accused China of raising tensions with Japan for political advantage after Chinese maritime authorities announced plans for live-fire missile exercises in the Yellow Sea. The death toll from devastating floods and landslides across Southeast Asia has climbed past 350 today as search and rescue operations intensify in Indonesia, Thailand and Malaysia. Heavy monsoon rain has overwhelmed large areas of all three countries, killing hundreds and leaving thousands stranded, many waiting for rescue on rooftops. In Indonesia, disaster authorities report more than 200 deaths. Rescuers are struggling to reach the worst-affected parts of Sumatra, where more than 100 people are still missing. In Thailand, the death toll has risen to 162. Water levels in Songkhla province have reached 3 metres, causing some of the worst flooding in the country. The country has seen in a decade. In Iraq, 2 people were killed and 3 others wounded today when Kurdish security forces opened fire during a protest outside the Lanaz refinery, located on the road leading to the northern city of Erbil. According to security and medical sources, security sources reported that gunfire broke out during the protest, resulting in the death of one demonstrator and a truck driver who was transporting petroleum products. In Australia, passengers across all airports in the country were thrown into chaos today after plane maker Airbus issued an urgent software update affecting one of the world's most popular aircraft. Passengers flying with Australia's Jetstar Airways have been advised to expect significant delays due to a global recall of thousands of A320 aircraft. Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth and duo of Gayatri Gopichand Pulela and Teresa Jolly stormed into the finals of the Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament in Lucknow today. In men's singles, Kidambi Srikanth stormed into the finals against Mithun Manjunath. In an all-Indian semi-final, he will face Jason Gunawan of Hong Kong in the final tomorrow. In women's doubles, top seed duo of Gayatri and Teresa also advanced into the finals. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump announces complete closure of Venezuela airspace. Taliban says Afghan forces fully prepared to respond to any hostile action against its sovereignty. India steps up assistance for Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu. Cyclonic storm Ditwa moving close to coastal parts of Tamil Nadu. 3 people killed and 29 others injured as Russian drones and missiles hit Kiev. And in badminton, Kidambi Srikanth and duo of Gayatri Gopichand Pulela and Teresa Jolly storm into finals of Syed Modi International Tournament in Lucknow. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.